Guys, calm down. Okay, all right. As the minister for standing in front of screens with charts I'll never understand, it's my duty to declare the arrival of the beast, or to give him his official title, the Taoiseach, Leo the Ledgebag.
Thanks,
guys,
Murph.
Give it up.
Folks, this week we have a proper storm in our hands, unlike Ophelia, which is basically a storm in a teacup.
That was a Category 3 storm.
Emma is a cold, merciless, unforgiving force of unmitigated destruction.
Yep.
And crucially, she's hit Dublin. Ophelia took out Cork, so frankly, I didn't give a covey about that one. But you don't mess with Dublin.
No.
That's Leo's turf.
Yeah.
And so I'm declaring a state of national emergency.
You absolute legend.
So I can take questions, or I can just give you guys loads more bravado and some inspiring quotes.
Yeah, what actions are you taking to tackle this emergency?
I'm so glad you asked. Straight after this meeting, I'm going to be moving into my emergency coordination pad.
Oh.
It's Beast Killer HQ. Inside, I've got a tweet room for keeping up to date on the latest haps. I've got a Netflix and chill centre, pun intended. Thanks for that one, Murphs.
Yes, no problem, Taoiseach. Ice working with you. I've loads more of these, BTW.
Also, I've got a concrete-clad selfie bunker.
Cool.
With self-explanatory, really. And a wardrobe full of fetching high-vis vests that really emphasize my pecs. I know what you're all wondering. Will I be warm enough in Beast Killer HQ? Well, don't worry. We have the heating running 24/7. The snuggle is real.
But didn't you tell people not to keep their heating on 24/7?
No, sorry. What I said was,
yep.
If we tell people that they can put on the heating 24/7,
yep.
And the government or somebody else will pick up the bill, regardless of what it is,
yeah.
We will send out the wrong message.
What message are we afraid of sending?
The message that we're going to pick up the bill. Taxpayers' money is for a strategic communications unit that emphasises my dudeness, not for old people with hypothermia.
Taoiseach, what about the roads and the airports? What's been done to clear them?
Snow, brother, where art plough? I can take this one, Taoiseach, if you like.
Cool.
I love it, Taoiseach Tautelaire. So anyway, well, with all the roads and all that, basically, a snow like this comes along like once in a generation.
What about the big freeze in 2010?
So, obviously, we don't have all the snow ploughs and the stuff we need, but,
Minister,
you know, just chill, yeah?
What about the homeless people sleeping rough?
Oh, all right, one thing at a time, guys. We're here to talk about the snow.
Minister.
Can we leave off the homeless thing for once, please? Come on.
Minister.
Murphs is right. Let's just forget any other negative stuff about who paid who to print what about which national development plan. Let's just focus on getting through this emergency as a nation.
Absolute balls.
This is a red alert. We're advising people not to go outdoors.
Nope.
Not to read newspaper stories about Project 2040 fake news.
Deaf.
Take steps to secure your property.
Uh-huh.
Unless a vulture fund is coming to repossess it.
Lols.
And please check on elderly people.
Yeah.
It's so important to make sure they're not reading the Sunday Business Post stuff about private equity firms. It's just not appropriate during Operation Distraction. Storm Emma.
Be sure.
And together, guys, we'll slay this beast.
Slay. Taoiseach, you absolute ledge bag. And if I may, guys, my brother Killian has a series on Netflix called Damnation. Check it out when you're in lockdown. It's awesome balls.
Murphs is right. And by the way, Killian is the hot Murphs. He's like a 9. Our Murphs here is more 7.5.
Dude.
Lolpocalypse. Taoiseach out, guys. Bye.
All right, thanks, guys. If everyone stays calm, we'll all get selfies with the Taoiseach later.
Wet Erin, in association with the Yellow Snow Warning. Please don't eat the yellow snow. Well there now, hey, I'm Gerry Murphy. You're very welcome to a specially extended Wet Erin forecast. We're all going to die. Oh, sorry, that's a typo there. We're all going to try here at Wet Erin to keep you up to date on the latest alerts. Evelyn.
Taking everything into account, we've upgraded our status orange warning to a sort of tangerine colour.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd call it tangerine there, Evelyn. It's more sort of a marigold sort of shade there, hey.
Having examined all the data overnight, Gerry, I don't think marigold really covers it.
Well,
it's tangerine bordering on tiger.
Okay.
And to be honest, I'd expected to become an amber alert over the next few hours.
You haven't been to bed since Tuesday, Evelyn. Like, you sound wrecked, so you do.
No, this is just how I always sound.
Anyway, looking at the weather systems right now, that prevailing persistent Evelyn Cusack is likely to become more and more scattered as we move into the weekend.
Another status update, Gerry. West Erin has upgraded duvet day to duvet week.
Oh.
So we can't expect the arrival of lots of little baby Emmas around November. November. You have been warned.
Now, temperatures are hitting new lows in the south side of Dublin, where smugness has reached new highs, hey, among people who drive Range Rovers there.
We do ask again that people listen to Minister Owen Murphy,
yep,
who really knows about this sort of thing, because he's really posh, so he probably does a lot of skiing.
Now, there's a red alert being issued, Evelyn.
Yes, I've just been studying the charts.
The weather charts? Yeah, go ahead.
No, the Dulux paint charts.
What?
And I think the red alert is more a Burmese ruby alert.
A Burmese ruby alert, are you sure? Evelyn, are you... Evelyn, are you... Look, I really think you should go home and get some sleep, you know?
I'm far too important to go home, Jerry. I'll sleep when there's no weather.
OK, well, that's it from us. Myself, Jerry Murphy, and herself there, Evelyn Cusack.
Ah,
jeez, you frightened me.
Wet Erin has issued a bread alert warning.
Bye-bye.
Wet Erin, you know the weather's gone to hell since Gerald Fleming retired. I'm just saying.
It's John Bowman here from the archives. I'm not searching the archives, I just happen to live here as well. This week, we listen back to 1982, the year of the big snow. I'm going back now to the attic.
And that's all from Morning Ireland. Take care if you're sledging on asbestos sheets in the snow. If you're driving, remember Cortinas will take 3 days to warm up and only smoke Hamlet's kids. We hand you over now to the man himself. Good morning.
Yes, thank you, David Sonny. Yay, yes, 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 my friends. Good tidings and toodles and all of that. Now, we'll be talking about this for years and years, my friend. Big snow, 82, where were you and all that? But now we go live to the GB Show reporter. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, Gabriel.
Yes.
I'm here in Queenswort in town. The bread is flying off the shelves.
It's sold out, is it?
No, Gabriel. The lads are coming in from Ballier and they're robbing it. I'm here with Ronnie,
yes,
who has done Trojan War, keeping his road clear in Crumlin. Go ahead. Head, Ronnie.
Well, myself and all the lads, then we go down to Pimlico.
Sure, sure.
And then we drink all the brandy and all. And then we come down and us steaming at the Hennessy and then we just tow out the ice and all.
well done. That's Ronnie there, the star runner in the Crumlin Athletic Society.
Hi.
Jemima here. How are you, love? Jemima, come on, tell us your story today.
How are you guys?
Hello, Jemima, my dear.
I mean, have you seen the price of Childers' shoes, gay?
No.
That John Bruton's a bleeding head, the ball he is.
Jemima.
He's a head, the ball.
Language, Jemima. Well,
thank you, Joseph. We'll leave it there.
Sorry.
We'll leave it there.
Sorry, gay.
How are you getting home, Joseph?
Same way I got in, gay. I cycled in from Clontarf.
Well done.
Yeah, it's a rough part of town, but I can't afford the 2 grand houses that you be living in up in Hull. Me bottle of Orange Cadet was frozen in me pocket.
Thank you, Joseph. Now, the Taoiseach Fitzgerald is away in Tenerife, but the Leader of the Opposition is on the line. Hello, Charles, my friend. You're taking care of the poor in your constituency.
Of course, it's the least one could do. I have cleared the stables at Kinsealy, and some of my constituents will reside there once they slop out thrice daily and genuflect if I should happen past.
Too kind, sir, too kind.
Others will be allowed to hug the exterior chimney at the west wing, where the heat escapes from the fire left burning night and day to warm my latrine.
You're a saint, Charles, a positive saint.
The septic tank is another place they might find some warmth emanating from time to time, although some poor souls will inevitably die in the big snow.
So sad, Charles.
Well, it won't be in vain, Gay.
No?
For they shall rise again.
Oh.
And vote Fianna Fáil 1, 2 and 3 in order of their preference.
Well done, Sonny. Well done.
Quentin, Polly, get in here.
Hi, John.
John, hi. Mr. Concannon, today you call me Mr. Concannon.
Right.
This is the biggest disaster to hit this government since Leo took office, guys.
Storm Emma?
No, not the poxy snow. The story that we're using 1.5 million of taxpayers' money to promote Ireland 2040 and encourage newspapers to make the paid-for advertorials look like legitimate news coverage. Fake news, guys.
But we are using 1.5 million euro of taxpayers' money to promote Ireland 2040, and we did encourage newspapers to make the paid-for advertorials look like legitimate news coverage, Mr. Concannon. Shannon, sir.
I know that. I'm saying it's called fake news. Everyone is doing it. Yep. So why are we getting called out for it all of a sudden?
I suppose because we work for the government.
Yep. Guys, do you know why Leo pays me stupid amounts of money? My legacy, Discover Ireland, The Gathering, The Wild Atlantic Way. Yep. What do all these amazing ideas have in common?
I suppose Ireland?
Nothing.
They have nothing in common?
No.
What?
They are nothing. Oh. They're just elaborate smoke and mirrors. The Gathering? What was that? It was just asking people to come to Ireland. It's nothing.
Oh.
It's the same with Ireland 2040. Oh. Completely meaningless.
Wow.
It's never going to happen, guys. It's nothing.
Oh.
But it's bad when we get caught selling nothing to the Irish people. So what are we going to do?
Issue an apology?
All right, stop laughing. This isn't funny, guys.
No.
We need to change the story, and we need to change it fast.
Yes, yes, Mr. Cuncannon, sir.
Totally.
Luckily, we've been dealt the single greatest distraction the country's ever seen.
Storm Emma?
No, Simon Coveney's thoughts on post-Brexit trade agreements. Of course, Storm Emma!
Right.
Now, what are we doing about it?
We're maximizing Leo's dude potential with every single photo op.
Obviously. I want specifics, guys.
High-vis jackets, hard hats, photos of him beside ESB workers looking at power cables.
It's good, I like it.
And we'll put him next to Kevin Boxer Warren all the time so he looks 7 feet tall.
Yes, Quentin. Let's go full Bill Pullman Independence Day on this one.
Right.
We will not go quietly into the snow, etc., etc.
Yes.
I want you both to go out there and sell the people a whole lot of nothing.
Right.
Sell them Leo Varadkar.
Yes! Whoa. Mr. Kincaid, whoa, sir!
Now, guys, get out of my office!
Okay.
Authority, leadership, I like it.
Good evening, it's Tonight at 10 with Hugh Edwards. Our top story tonight is, of course, the lumbering omni-shambles that is Brexit again. This week, the Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs and Embarrassments, Boris Johnson, was criticised after a leaked letter revealed he's open to a hard border in Ireland. He talked to us while out playing in the snow like a befuddled child with chipsticks for brains.
Yes, 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 wah, 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 brr. A border does not have to mean a border per se. It can be seamless, like travelling between London boroughs or in a gentleman's club, where a chap can walk direct from the room with the brandy and the cigars and so on to the room where the Turkish ladies take cash. Even the footman turns a blind eye. No hindrance whatsoever. So long as someone is paying for it somewhere, it's all quavers. Wah, wah, wah.
But surely a border is still a border, Mr. Secretary.
No, 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 my pretty inquisitor. What are you doing tonight? No, 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 no. No, I'll explain. Look at my happy little snowman that I've built over here. Wonderful fellow. Let's say the head here is Northern Ireland. The carrot is Stormont. You can use the stick if you prefer. This natty scarf he's wearing is the border. See how soft and cuddly it is. We just need to tighten the border ever so slightly, like so. Ooh, ooh, oh,
his head's falling off, Mr. Secretary.
Well, decapitation was not in the plan. That's the EU's fault. A snow chap's head has just been cut off. It wasn't me. It is European because cutting off heads is a French thing. The guillotine and all that. That's what the European Union will do. That's what we're getting rid of when we go for Brexit. Yah, 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 yah. Quavers.
That was Boris Johnson there, the Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs, and Piggy from Lord of the Flies, if he survived the island. Meanwhile, draft legislation from the EU for post-Brexit Britain provoked a strong reaction from the DUP. Arlene Foster said it would allow Northern Ireland to be cut free with a massive chainsaw and pushed out into the Atlantic. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, said that wouldn't happen, adding if such a thing was possible, we would have done it years ago. That's all from me. This is Hugh Edwards screaming on the inside. Good night.
Sit down, shut up. All right, allow Deputy Breed Carpenter, People Against Progress.
Thanks, Hugh Carla.
Shh.
The cynical downpouring of snow is symptomatic of this government's total disregard for minorities. The overwhelmingly white nature of the snow is yet again another symbol of the middle-class fat cat snack attack petty filet.
What about rural Ireland?
Order.
Where's rural Ireland when the snow has been chucked out from one high, Count Carla? Once again, we've been left out of the bigger picture.
Deputy,
no broadband in Kerry, now
now, no, no snow.
It's not your turn to speak. Deputy Wallace, Irish independence against the Irish independent.
Concorda, when a Garda lies down to make a snow angel.
Deputy, and can you please stick to the agenda? Deputy Robert Troy, Fianna Fáil spokesman on transport and the bit in the middle.
Thanks, Concorda. I'll be sharing my speaking time with Deputy Micheál Martin, but I'm going first because I sound more ridiculous. Now, this government has serious questions to answer on the hoodwinking of newspaper readers.
Hoodwinking!
And the cynical exploitation of local news media outlets who accepted in good faith that articles on the National Development Plan were part of a legitimate newspaper agenda.
Deputy Micheál Martin, Fianna Fáil leader.
First of all, I want to say, I didn't interrupt you, Deputy MacDonald.
What? I didn't say anything at all.
Concorda.
Deputy MacDonald, please leave the house, will you? I'm going anyway. Most of the Shinners are playing the usual game, burying each other in the snow and then forgetting where they're buried. See, Deputy Martin.
Would you stop haranguing me, Deputy MacDonald?
Yeah, she's gone, Deputy Martin. Come on.
All right. It's not the same without her, is it?
No.
Anyway, I'd like to put a question to the Minister for Finance.
He's not here. He's out playing in the snow. Come on.
Well, then I shall address the Taoiseach directly.
Also ask Lougher, attending the National Emergency Coordination Coffee Station. Come on, Deputy Martin.
I asked the House, is that necessary? Is the Taoiseach's presence at what is a glorified shipping forecast really necessary? Haven't they got a bit cray-cray with the PR?
I might answer that, Mr. Speaker.
Minister Ross, we weren't expecting you here.
Well, I can't get home as one's hansom cab is stuck in a drift along at the entire public transport network. The Taoiseach's presence is necessary at the emergency as utilising the sun's rays that emanate from his posterior, he is the only one who can melt the actual snow.
Deputies, please, you're going to have to get louder if I'm going to be able to suspend the House. Maybe someone should swear.
Shit.
That'll do. All right, that's it. Oh, thank God. I can suspend the House. See you next week.
The National Emergency Centre said the beast from the east has seen unprecedented levels of repetitive broadcasting and the same people saying the same words, while news crews are working around the clock to find the 2018 version of the man falling on the ice from 7 years ago.
Nicky Bourne Show on 2FM. The shops have run out of bread. What are we like? Text us now if you are looking for bread.
There wasn't a loaf of bread to be found, Joe. It's just desperate.
Okay, you heard the caller, Jerry Murphy. Does Met Aaron know when the bread stocks will return to normal?
Well, there is a single gluten-free pan left on a shelf in Newbridge.
Well, that's no good to Jacinta, who was up in Killiney.
Cork Airport. A comparative lack of snow in Kerry means this isn't the all-out apocalyptic report from the south that I hoped it would be, but there's still time.
Yeah, thanks, plastic sheeting in Cork. Kira Maloney is in the Midlands.
Yes, while the snow has brought travel chaos, Ryan, it has also made parts of the Midlands picturesque for the first time since 1982.
It's much worse down here, Ryan.
No, it isn't. It's worse in the Midlands.
Okay, guys, let's just...
Tralee is as frozen as Cork football right now.
Nonsense. You should see the state of Athlone. The snow is so bad, the town almost looks clean.
Ha, jumping, Jimmy.
Mairead Line 1, how's the storm affecting all you stuck up there in the Hill of Howth?
We are not all stuck up here, Joe. Oh? We're just more successful and better educated than others, I suppose.
Yeah, but you're stuck in the 4x4.
Oh, it's one of the big Porsche ones, Joe. Okay. It just won't go back up the hill.
Okay, and what gear are you in?
Let's see, I'm in Ugg boots, no, Canada Goose coat and Montclair.
No, I'm...
I'm delighted I finally got the use out of them. Been sweating in the Canada Goose for months now, but I look fantastic.
Line 4,
the emergency centre says there's no end in sight for the cyclone of unchanging news reports.
Nicky Bourne here. So there's no bread in the supermarkets. Wow, isn't... Oh, we did that bit already. Has Theresa Mannion done anything funny yet?
Yeah, so it's still really white out there. Wow, so white. Evelyn Cusack, you have anything new to add to the clamouring echo chamber?
Yeah. I'd like to thank RTE for bringing the message out there.
Oh, come on, you're much better. Come on,
no,
really.
You.
No,
thank you.
Okay. Yeah,
Jerry Murphy is still on the line.
Yeah, there, hey.
And Jerry, it's still cold out there.
Yeah, very cold out there, hey. So it is, hey.
Just how cold is
it? Brass monkeys, Sean, ball
Baltic. You know, it's an oozy French freezer there, hey.
And more importantly, it's still cold in Leash.
Hey.
Colder than the heart of a Labour fella in a count centre.
So, Evan, I'll see you on the late tonight.
Oh, in the audience or as a guest?
Both.
Of course, a reminder of that TV special, How RTE Covered the Beast from the East, featuring special guests Evelyn Cusack and Gerry Murphy, starts on Monday. It's a whole 12-part series. God help us.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Donald Holy Shit Trump, and trying to prevent a plunge into a Mad Max dystopian future in the next 2 minutes, the First Lady, Melania Trump.
My fellow Confederate citizens, I'm sure you've heard by now the reports of me bravely claiming that I would have stopped the Parkland shooter myself, unarmed and possibly naked. Not a lot of people know, but I did once single-handedly stop a murder.
He mean when he asked if the CIA could assassinate Alec Baldwin because he was making fun of him on TV, and they said no.
Oh, hi, Melanka. She's on the phone line because she can't be with me right now.
I'm in the next room. I just don't want to sit next to you.
The Florida kids are still mad. I've never seen so many teenagers angry with me.
Not since you were last in changing room of Miss Teen USA pageant.
Sad news. My son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has had his security clearance downgraded, so he can't explain the classified documents to me anymore. So sad.
Ugh.
Jared is terrific. He's been sleeping with my daughter, Ivanka, for years. I'm so jealous.
Oh, somebody please bleach my ears.
I almost forgot the biggest news. I'm running for president in 2020. My campaign manager is a guy who designed my website, but more importantly, he deleted my entire internet browsing history.
He has great 2020 vision, you could say.
I don't get it. And I'm very intelligent. All my kids are intelligent. IQ of 180 between them. By the way, another big election coming this month. Vladimir Putin, you might have heard of him, is also running for president of Russia. I'm going out on a limb here, but I predict a huge surprise win for Vlad. Trust me, it's the first time the Russians have had an election since they elected me to the White House.
Only 3 years left.
But I'm gonna do a second term, sweetie.
My mission doesn't last that long, comrade.
That was weird. Like the thing between my toes looks like fried chicken. But when I got Mike Pence to get it for me, it was stuck, like it was attached to something. I would get a doctor, but nothing has ever been physically wrong with me. I'm the healthiest mammal ever to set foot on.
Hello, and welcome to TV3's Beast from the East coverage. With me, Mark Cooper.
And I'm your host, Ivan Yates.
Co-host. After the storm has battered Ireland, we put together the only panel we could find.
So we have Rory Coward, that used to be Mrs. Brown's boys, and from the Labour Party, Brendan Howland.
How are you?
Good afternoon, Ivan.
And Vogue Williams on the phone.
Vogue.
We'll start with someone who spoke up about the plight of the elderly and the vulnerable.
Well, thank you. Yes, I have.
Rory Coward, what do you think about the government's efforts?
Well, I care very much about the elderly, which is why I came in here today. Are you all right, Ivan? Ivan, do you need an extra blanket, love?
Me? What? Why? I am absolutely fine,
well,
Rory.
Well, you sound like you're having terrible trouble breathing. You can barely make it to the end of sentences.
That's how he always talks, Rory.
Ah.
Brendan Howland.
Yes, Ivan.
Before we come to you, we must go to the documentarian, Vogue Williams. Can you hear me, Vogue?
This is ridiculous.
Vogue.
Tell us, what is it like out there?
It's horrible. It's a disaster. Oh. It's worse than the reviews for my cookbook.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to chop off the fringe, yeah?
Vogue, are you in a salon or a...
Do I still get paid for this?
Anyway, if I...
Oh, sounds like the storm has cut us off there, Ivan.
Not to worry, we're hearing someone else has just connected now. Louis Walsh, welcome to the Tonight Show. Good afternoon.
Hello? Hello?
Louis, you're...
Did you get my invoice for Ireland's Got Talent? I sent it in. Who is this? Who are you?
Louis, you're live on TV3.
But I'm always live on TV3. I'm always live. Can you transfer me to accounts, please? I don't have time for this. I've other disposable television to make.
Accounts? Do people get paid to appear in TV3? Nobody told me.
Sorry, I've just about had enough of this. I demand...
Sorry, Brendan, we'll be with you right now. But first we have to check in with Alan Hughes, who has the weather forecast.
Hello!
Yes, we are. Have all the lovely data just in from the meteor, the mat meteor, the weather people in Glasnevin. Lovely dears up there. The snowfall is continuing.
Show us the chart, Alan.
Here's the chart with the swirly, swirly, the greens and the blues arrows. Very much in this season, of course. The whole chart thing would look lovely on a blazer or a novelty serviette. It's going to snow, 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 guys.
Thanks for nothing, Alan. Brendan Howland, let's hear from you.
Well, it's about time. I felt the government's response...
We've just run out of time, Brendan.
You've got to be joking.
Up next is a special edition of the Pat Kenny Show. Pat.
That's right. After the break, ipso facto, we'll be having a debate live in studio over the important issue of who should be my next sponsor. Dublin Bus, maybe. They're off the road so long that they're basically stationary billboards. Or perhaps, more appropriately, Saxa Salt. Pat Kenny, so Saxa, he'd melt your footpaths. Coming up later. Bye-bye.
What? Yes, good morning. It's Dobbo, the last man broadcasting in RTE. And I'll admit, I've had a few. Who hasn't? When Met Aaron issued a status red, I feared they meant stocks of Malbec were devastatingly low, so I emptied the cellar. Anyway, most of the country shut down, yet it's amazing that the staff who keep off licenses and supermarkets open prove far more resilient than the average PAYE worker. So, if you're living under a rock, or if you get all your news from her.ie, you'll know by now that the Beast from the East and Storm Emma brought snow and ice on a scale we've never known before, or as they call it in Donegal, spring. It was the biggest snow since 1982, and how different Ireland is today. Back then, we had a stuffy Fine Gael Taoiseach, a Fianna Fáil leader who'd been knocking around for years without taking power, and a holy row brewing about an abortion referendum. Yeah, truly such different times now, eh? Anyway, our 2018 hands-on Taoiseach entered the eye of the storm himself, dangerously straying yards away from his 7 Series BMW. Truly, though, I felt sorry for those worst affected by the storm, mainly people who let Dermot Bannon turn their homes into glass barns. They near froze to death behind €80,000 worth of windows. Still, at least there's some justice for people with notions. In the only other news story this week, Theresa May warned Brussels not to use Brexit to break up the United Kingdom. She told them that Gove, Johnson, Rees-Mogg and Davis are already doing exactly that, and they don't need any help from a bunch of foreigners. Anyway, that's the news. I need to get home because I've stockpiled so much Malbec and sourdough, I'll have to make a start now if I'm ever to get through it all. The storm has ended, so continue to keep yourselves as ill-informed as ever, Ireland. Stay stupid out there.
Subscribe to Callan's Kicks on Podcast. Thank you very much.